not something you'd expect to be outlawed. But in 16th century England, Henry VIII banned lawn bowling among commoners because it was a distraction from work. It took a couple of centuries before his ban was lifted, and the game became completely legit. In lawn bowling, the path to victory is not straight. The bowl is designed to roll in a curve towards the object ball, the smaller yellow one called the jack. For many years, lawn bowls were made of a tropical hardwood called lignum vitae. But as this wood has become increasingly rare, manufacturers have turned to melamine. And unlike wood, melamine doesn't change shape with temperature and humidity fluctuations. Production begins with melamine granules that have been pre-dyed in a variety of colors to appeal to individual preferences. An employee scoops the granules into a tub and weighs them. Lawn bowls come in a range of sizes to fit different hands, so the weight varies accordingly. He drapes a cloth over the melamine granules and holds it in place with pieces of wood. Then it's into a machine called a preheater. It uses high-frequency radio waves to melt the plastic into putty. The cloth absorbs moisture generated in the process. All those melamine bits have now merged into a malleable mass. He squeezes it to reshape it a bit so it can be inserted into a molding press. This 150-ton press forces the plastic dough into a hot mold to shape it into a lawn bowl. This lawn bowl may look round, but it's not a perfect sphere. This slightly irregular shape will cause it to roll into a curve. He marks the size and other information onto it. And then it's over to a computerized lathe. It spins the lawn bowl while the blade carves it to perfect that asymmetrical shape. Other tools then etch two rows of half moons onto the surface. This engraved pattern makes the lawn bowl easier to grip. The next blade slices off the nubs used to spin the lawn bowl in the lathe. It also smooths the surface until all evidence of the nubs disappears. This receptacle uses suction power to hold the lawn bowl steady while a carousel moves it forward to undergo a vigorous polishing. This polisher rubs paste onto the surface to buff the lawn bowl to an even sheen. A robot then turns the lawn bowl upside down to expose the unpolished side, then puts it back in the receptacle so the polisher can buff this side of the lawn bowl. The entire lawn bowl now gleams, and an unpolished bowl next to it looks dull by comparison. But there's more polishing to come. The next machine spins the lawn bowl against another polisher. This one applies a finer grade compound to it. Down the line, lasers move in unison to engrave the same emblem onto four bowls. It's a Scottish thistle, one of over 4,000 team insignias available at this production facility. Each lawn bowl then goes for another spin, and an employee paints over all the detail work. He wipes the paint from the surface, but it remains in the engravings to accentuate them. Some lawn bowls get two-toned paint jobs. The worker brushes red paint into a hawk engraving, which provides a nice contrast to the yellow detail work. Then, it's over to the testing department, where they roll each bowl down a chute and check its swerve. They also verify that each bowl lands in approximately the same spot as the master bowl, which means they're all equal and they conform to world standards. Including cooling time between processes, it takes about 2 days to make a lawn bowl. But once the work is done, it's all fun and games.